Hi, I'm Roberta Gayle Vanderslice, and I'd like to take you on a short but very meaningful journey to a life of positive change. Here to help me navigate is ontological life coach Molly Eglin. Hi, Mol. Thanks for joining me.
Why, thank you, Roberta. Thank you for inviting me. I really appreciate it.
First question that comes to my mind, Molly, what does ontological mean? It sounds like a medical specialty.
Yeah, I've heard that before. Ontological is the study of being. It's really around a philosophy that has been here for many, many, many years. Ontological looks at how we are observing the situations in our lives, what are the moods that are showing up, how is our language being affected, how is our body showing up, and it gives a really great sense to who we are in this life, how we really are showing up. And depending on the moods and the emotions and our language, we will take a certain action and we'll get a result. And if the results continue to keep us in a place that we're hitting a wall, we look at finding a space for you to get results of your dreams by going back into how you're observing the situations in your life.
So how does ontological life coaching differ from traditional therapy, psychology, psychiatry, that kind of thing?
Well, first of all, the life coaching that I do looks at where you are today, looking at what's happening in your life now. Are you getting good results? Looking at what you need and moving forward. Coaching is not about going back to when you were 12 years old or looking at everything that didn't work. It's taking that history and allowing it to become meaningful, allowing it to be a force that drives you into a space of getting what you want. It's very important knowing that, you know, we all have history. We all have stuff in our life. And what are we going to do? Are we going to embrace it? Or are we going to show up with anger and fear around it?
How did you weave your life experiences into your coaching?
Oh, boy, that's an easy one. I am married and I have two precious children. And I noticed how I was responding to my children, especially my husband. It's a whole other story about my children. I wasn't getting what I needed. I continued asking the same thing over and over and over again, and they were not hearing me. And I thought if I maybe asked a different way, it would be different. And it never was. And now I could see how my mood, the language, my emotions that were available to me then was definitely not going to get my children to hear me. And now showing up, being strong, asking for what I need, knowing who I am is because of the amazing journey of coaching that I've been involved with.
So Molly, what kind of traditional training have you had?
I graduated from a program called the Newfield Network, and it's in Boulder, Colorado. It was founded by a gentleman named Julio Alaya, and the work we did was 18 months of training. And what was encompassed in that 18 months was workshops, individual work. When I was home, we did a lot of teleclasses every couple weeks, we did homework. It was a pretty amazing inclusive program that has really created a place for me to feel like I am doing really good work. I'm so grateful to the Newfield Network for it.
And what can I expect, or what can anybody expect during their first session with you, Molly?
Well, guarantees are not something that I really like to do. However, I guarantee you will have a shift in the way you've been approaching life. You will walk out of my office looking at how you've been showing up, noticing that maybe if I respond a little differently, I actually will get a result of my dreams. And for me and my clients, the most I could hope for is clients noticing behaviors that are working for them, noticing behaviors that aren't working for them. Because until you're able to notice those behaviors, nothing changes. And so often we walk through life, we do what we need to do, and it just comes out of our mouth, and we're not thinking about what's going on in our body. We're not thinking about our moods. And that's the work I do, having you own the person that you are, the beautiful, amazing, brilliant person that you are. That's what this work does.
How many sessions will I or anyone need? I mean, can I walk in and you can just look at me and go, okay, she needs 500 sessions?
What I like to do is have my clients sign a 6-month contract with me. Now, that doesn't mean that my clients need to come every single week. I have clients, they could come every other week. I'm okay if a client chooses to come once a month. I want to know that they are committed to this work for 6 months. I know that I'm willing to put 150% of myself into the work, and I need to know that my clients are willing to show up to do the work.
Do you have to be coached in person, or can you be coached over the phone? I mean, I know I'm pretty busy, and a lot of people are.
I would say that half of my clients, I do coaching on the phone. Clients that I have never met in person. And the work on the phone is incredibly powerful. I also have an office in town, and I do one-on-one coaching also. So either way works very well.
How can I find out more information about ontological coaching in general and about you, Molly?
Well, you could probably Google ontological and ontological coaching, and a lot of information is out there. You could also go into the Newfield Network website, and you could check that out. There's a video from the founder, Julio, and you could get a lot of information around it.
Thanks for your time, Molly. Molly Eglin, ontological life coach, helps people regain their true selves and get on track with their inner and outer lives. She can be reached at MollyEglinCoaching.com. Thank you so much, Molly.
Thank you, Roberta. It was an absolute pleasure.